You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week celebrates Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, an initiative intended to encourage New Zealanders to promote the use of the Māori language, which along with New Zealand Sign Language is an official language of the country. This week, Zazi speaks to Dr. Daniel Carl Henare Hikurua, a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland, who talks about his journey with Te Reo Māori, how he was introduced to it and why he finds it so important, as well as why he finds Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori an important week to celebrate. Here they are now.
Kia ora mai tātou, ngā mihi o te ata. I raro i te maru o Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori me ki Māhuru Māori hoki. He mokopuna tēnei, Ngāti Maniapoto, Waikato Tainui, Ngāti Whanaunga, ko Dan Hukuroa, tōku ingoa. Nā te mea, kei te tipu au, kei te raki pai whenua, o koe nā te ingoa hou o tēnei rohe, ko te ingoa tuturu o tēnei rohe ko Mahurangi. E ngā wainai nei, kei te mahi au a te wānanga o Waipapa, kei Waipapa taumata rau. So kia ora tātou, ngā mihi kia koutou katoa, ngā whānau o 95BFM. Yes, so I just said that I'm a grandchild or an offspring of Ngāti Maniapoto o Waikato Tainui, Ngāti Whanaunga, my iwi, that I live in the North Shore of Auckland, and the modern translation of that is Te Raki Pai Whenua, but the tūturu name, the original Māori name for this area is Mahurangi. Now, of course, many of us know that name because it's the name of a place slightly further north of Auckland nowadays. And then I said that I work in the Māori Studies and Pacific Studies School at the University of Auckland. And just noting that I use the new Māori name that's been gifted to the university, Waipapa Taumatarau, that was a koha, a gift from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, to better reflect our house of learning, our house of research, this revered institution that we work at, naming it from a Māori perspective as opposed to translating the University of Auckland into Māori. Anā, so ko tai mai au ki Waipapa Taumatarau i te tau o kotahi mano iwarau, iwa tekau mā toru, e whai ake au i te tohu o Putaia. A te mea kei e whiwhi ahau i taku tohu mō te mātai aronuku. So I started university as a student in 1993, and I attained a degree in geology that I graduated in 1996. Katahi, ka whai ake au ki tōku rangahau, e whiwhi ahau i taku tākuta mō te o karehi kupu Māori mō tēnei, mō te paleontology me ki. So after my degree, I then went on and undertook a doctorate in paleontology. And both of those were at the University of Auckland. And for my doctorate, I was undertaking a field survey mapping the geology in Antarctica for the British Antarctic Survey. Ka motu, I whai ki au tōku postdoctoral study I roto I ngā āhuarangi I ngā wā o mua. So for my postdoc, I studied climate change in the ancient past. And from there, ka haere au ki te wāhi rangahau hou ko tōna ingoa ko te Institute of Earth Sciences and Engineering. So after finishing my postdoc, I took a role at the Institute of Earth Sciences and Engineering. It was a research centre that was established at the University of Auckland. And their focus was on geothermal energy and geothermal resource. And my job there was Community Earth System Science Programs Manager. And the important thing there was that mainly I was working within and for Māori communities to help try and realise their aspirations for their geothermal taonga. There's no good word to translate resource into Te Reo Māori. And so the word that we use most often is taonga. And that word itself is often translated into treasure, which isn't inaccurate. But I think the best understanding, the true understanding of the word taonga is there's the active, something we treasure. What do we treasure? And that can be the same thing as we think about when we think of treasure, but it can also expand it. So one of the key things also when I was doing my doctorate was I taught at Te Whare Wānanga o Awanui Ārangi, kei Whakatāne, and I taught on the Bachelor of Environmental Studies program, teaching Geology 101 and Coastal Geomorphology and Management at the second year level. And I was teaching Geology 101 at the same time at the University of Auckland, and the main difference between the two was I was encouraged to include mātauranga regarding to geology wherever it was appropriate, and wherever it made sense to. So of course, yeah, teach things like plate tectonics, but I was also encouraged to explore other things. Hei anō. I mention that because that was the beginning of an awakening for me of seeing the world through two different ways, through two different worldviews. One, through the science worldview, and the other one is through the Mātauranga Māori worldview. And it became apparent to me that without the language and without understanding the language, it was going to be much harder for me to really understand that. That being said, kei te tipu au I roto I te ao Pākehā. To be fair, I actually grew up more or less, you know, in a Pākehā way. Yes, I have a Māori name. Yes, I have Māori whakapapa. Very immensely proud of that. But I didn't really know what it meant. And we more or less grew up Pākehā. And so my journey into te reo started at college. I attended Glenfield College. And then, well, doing a science degree, it was really difficult to fit in languages at the same time. So I actually then picked up te reo and more recently. So just putting myself in places where it was expected that I would have to use it. So all that work I did at the Institute of Earth Science and Engineering, and from there I was appointed as Research Director of Ngā Pae o Te Maramatanga, the Māori Centre of Research Excellence, which is housed at the University of Auckland down in Māori Studies. And so what happened was I was putting myself in places where I needed to use the language and it was important for me to use the language. So kia au, ko tōku ara I te ako I te reo Māori. Ki te timata, kei roto I te kura, ko te kareti o kaipātiki. That being said, I would consider myself to be beyond beginner and maybe at that kind of intermediate level where I can hear and understand some or most of conversations, but I might not get the full gist and the nuance of it. So the importance of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori to me is that, you know, if you're born in New Zealand, then, you know, it's almost a right for you to be able to learn te reo Māori. And I think one of the advantages and the values of it is that it teaches you to see the world differently. It teaches you to see the world according to two different ways of understanding and making sense of it. And for me in my role, that's meant that when I'm at an impasse with something, I think, oh, maybe I'm looking at it through that set of eyes. I need to shift those set of eyes and look at it. And sometimes I can see and understand and make sense of things a bit differently. So Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori is a wonderful celebration and opportunity. And I challenge in a nice, soft way, everyone out there, if they're interested, just to increase Te Reo this week. Add a few more words, use it a bit here and there. We're not expecting everyone to be beautiful, fluent orators of the language. If that's what you want to do, ka pai, hari tonu, you know, go for it. But for those of you who don't aspire to that, just simply using a little bit more language is exactly what we encourage. And also within the university, there is an initiative being driven through the Faculty of Science to go beyond Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, ka haere ki Mahuru Māori. So Mahuru Māori is Māori Language Month. And we're not leading in this space. Others have already done this, but this year is the first year that there's been an initiative for the university being driven by people like Jason Tutara and Te Kahu Rātai Painting in the Faculty of Science for us to explore an entire month worth of te reo Māori and doing it in a tuturu Māori way. So for example, Māori marama or months run on the moon phases, not on a system that's more aligned with how long it takes the sun to go around. Sorry, how long it takes us to go around the sun. And so the month of September does not align with Te Whā or Mahuru, the fourth month of the Māori year aligned with the star Mahuru or Elpad. And so Mahuru Māori started at the first new moon of this month, which was the 7th of September, and then we'll finish on the last night of the moon of and just into October. Learning te reo offers you a window into a new world and opens up opportunities for you to see and make sense of and understand and relate to the world in a different way.
One question I would like to ask is if there are any changes you wish to see in Aotearoa to better represent te reo Māori?
Yeah, there is one thing that I would love to see maybe stem out and grow from Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and that is place names. And so the conventional way of naming things brought down from the West is that you give a place one name. That's entirely inconsistent with a Māori view where often, you know, landmarks or places will have different names because they relate differently for different groups of people. And from a Māori perspective, or at least as best I understand from a Māori perspective, when a place had more than one name, that wasn't a contest about who's right and wrong. It actually meant that that place was probably of more importance to more people. And so that would be something I'd really like a conversation on, is, you know, the naming of places and the ability for different names to exist. Now, that is a challenge when it comes to like street signs and Google Maps and things like that. But I don't think, because there's a logistical challenge, we shouldn't engage in the discussion. And then, of course, that kind of ramps up to the name for our country. And I know that debate's live right now. And my thoughts on it are, is I don't know that the name New Zealand accurately reflects who this nation is in 2021. But I also would add at that point that the name Aotearoa, while it means New Zealand in the modern usage for many people, its original name was for the North Island for many Māori groups, not all Māori groups. And so therefore, if we just took Aotearoa without a discussion at least, it didn't historically include the South Island or any of the other islands. And so I think a debate on the name of the country and also our protocols and ways for naming places are two worthwhile things that could come out of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Miki Mahuru Māori. Kia ora mai tātou.
That was Dr. Daniel Carl Henare Hikidoa, a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland, talking about his journey with Te Reo Māori and why he thinks it is important to celebrate Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori this week. He also made a couple of interesting points at the end there about the name of New Zealand, or Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.